Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, we are joined in the studio by Paris Creighton III and Ron McIntyre to speak with us about their new production called A Piece of My Mind. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
Thanks so much. And Ron, I want to start with you. As the playwright of this production, A Piece of My Mind, what made you think this was going to be compelling? And why did you feel that this was the time for this type of production?
Oh, well, you know, actually the full title of it is A Piece of My Mind, A Group of Black Men and Boys Speak. And I felt that way because, number one, I'm a black man. Number two, I find that we are, I don't want to say discriminated against more than anybody else, because it's other people are discriminated against. But there's a certain experience that we have that is unique. And I don't find that anybody actually addresses it. Well, they don't address it to the degree that it should be addressed. And I feel, well, actually, I know that there are people who do address it, but it's not commercialized. So I wanted to do that.
And when you say that it hasn't been addressed, we don't hear many voices from black men or black boys. But when you say it hasn't been commercialized, what are you really saying?
It's not in the movies. It's not on television, that kind of thing. It's really not in the theater.
And what is it that's not there? Because we have black movie stars. We have black television shows. What is it that is not there that it's captured in A Piece of My Mind?
A serious look at us. Not to say that we don't have light moments in the show, but a serious look at black men you don't have.
And I think it's kind of amazing that you've also brought in the voices of boys. Could you share why you thought it was important not to just include men, but to also include the voices of very young black men? And I'll say black men because we've got 12-year-olds who police officers think are 25 or 24. Although when you look at the pictures of these young boys, they truly look like boys to us, but they don't look like boys to our society. So why was it important for you to include those voices?
Yeah, it's important to include those voices, and it's important to include those voices all the time, because just as perhaps you might not see it because of their height and weight, if you don't see it, then especially the outside community doesn't see it. That's why you do have young boys that are shot and killed, and they're only kids, they're only boys, you know, and they're shot and they're killed for doing the slightest thing or doing nothing. Or Trayvon Martin, you know, who's just traveling and minding his own business, and people are walking around and they have it in for Trayvon Martin based upon what they've heard and that kind of thing.
So, Paris, I don't want to leave you out of this conversation. As the director of this production, what was it for you to be a part of it? What did it mean to you? And why were you attracted to A Piece of My Mind?
Well, the first thing that actually attracted me to this project was the fact that it shows all the different parts of blackness. You know, usually when people see black men, they put us in a box and they say black men act like this or black men do this. But in this particular piece, we see black men do everything. We see black men being human beings, you know, so that's really what really attracted me to this piece, is from that aspect.
And when you say human beings, I understand what you're saying, but for our listeners who might not understand, could you share just some of the parts of black men's lives that are exposed through A Piece of My Mind?
Well, it shows, again, it shows that we're human. And, you know, we have a heart, we have a soul, you know, we go through this world just like everyone else. We wake up, we go to work, you know, we have dreams, we have passion, we love each other. You know, we love women. Some black men love men. And it shows all of that, you know, and we don't leave any of it out. And it's not a piece for, you know, you to come and judge, but you to come and see, you know, how these black men live their lives.
I remember once advertising, actually, and a prospective at an ad agency told me that the only thing black men had in common was sports and sex. And I was horrified because I knew black men who had very full lives. What does that say about our society when this play becomes so necessary to show black men as human beings?
It's extremely important because what's happening in the media, you do see only one side of black men. I mean, usually on Facebook, we see every time something negative happens to a black man. You know, we see the black man being shot by, you know, the cops. We see all of the bad things, but we don't see the hundreds and hundreds of black men graduating. Or we don't see, you know, these kids, they have their own businesses at 12 and 13 years old. We don't see that. So since we don't see that, we only gonna, well, not us as black people, but the world sees us in a particular way because that's the only thing that the media shows. You know, so that's why this piece is so important, because it shows all the different, not all the different parts of black men, because I don't think we have enough time for that. But it shows a lot how we act, how we speak, how we feel, you know.
What you're saying reminds me of some recent research that was done on fathers. And what they found was that across the board, African-American fathers are more engaged with their children than white fathers, Latino fathers, Asian fathers. And even though the research shows that, it's still hard, it seems, for our society to even embrace our men as dads.
You're right. A lot of that, I think it comes from just the slavery mentality. They still see us as a threat, and we still perpetuate all of these stereotypes. My father's in my life, and is still in my life, my whole life. He's the greatest guy on this earth, you know. So I grew up with my dad, and I have tons of friends who grew up with their dad. So That's another stereotype, that the black man leaves the home. Yes, of course you have single parents, black women, but you have single white women. You have single Asian women. You have single, you know, so that's stereotype needs to go away.
And we even have single African-American fathers.
Men, exactly. Yeah, you know, I grew up with my father. My father had, you know, he had his women, but it was just really me and my dad. You know what I mean?
Mm. No, the research shows that even in the African-American community, single fathers even get a bad rap.
Oh, yeah.
But they're there, like you said, every day raising their children.
I just had a conversation with my dad today, and he said, son, you know, I don't like for you to go a week or two without calling me. And my dad has always been that way. Paris Creighton Jr., I love you to death.
I think that is amazing, and I'm glad you said that, because if you looked at general society, a lot of people wouldn't even understand your words about your father because it's just not shown.
It's not.
So, Ron, is that why this was so important to you? Or share why this production on this topic was so important to you.
Being a black man, it has its own particular attraction to me just because I'm a black man. And as I was saying earlier, black men are the most underrepresented group of people, I think, in this entire country. And just like Paris said, he had a very good relationship with his father. I had a great relationship with my father. And I want to, even though my father has passed on, I'm dedicating my performance, or Paris's performance in this show, to my father, Oscar McIntyre, who's no longer here, but he is a great man. He was a great man. And I respect all the fathers out there. And the reason we did it on Father's Day is because we want black men in particular to be, I believe the word is exalted, you know?
Celebrated.
Celebrated, you know? Because we get such a bad rap. It's a really bad situation. And we get such a bad rap. And I think that it's time for it to change. But it's only going to change if we change it, okay? It's got to be us. We've got to make the change.
And you just mentioned that the production will start Father's Day weekend. I want to share with our listeners how they can find out information about the play. I'm so glad it's going to be Father's Day weekend. People can bring their fathers. Fathers can bring their children. Mm-hmm. Paris, could you tell our listeners where the play is going to be produced and the dates and times?
I can. Again, it'll be Father's Day weekend, and it's being held at the Performers Factory. That's 3220 Butner Road. It's right off of Camp Creek Parkway, Father's Day weekend, we have three shows, 8 on Friday, Saturday at 8, and Sunday at 5 p.m. You can go online, Eventbrite. If you type in A Piece of My Mind, you can go there for tickets.
And also on ronmcintyre.com mm-hmm. if you want extra information.
That's right.
But there's also a storyline to it, because we have incorporated all of those monologues into a storyline. So there is a storyline.
That's even better, Ron. Yeah. Great playwright, I'm sure. I can't wait to see it. And I hope our listeners will celebrate Black Men Father's Day weekend at A Piece of My Mind. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming and sharing with our listeners this morning.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.